Module 4, Unit 8. Aided Integrated Task. Situation. You are David Lee, a Secondary 3 student. You are a committee member of the Students' Union at your school. You are conducting a survey on teenage spending habits. You will listen to a conversation about the details of the survey. As you listen, you can make notes on the note sheet below. Follow the instructions in the question-answer book and on the recording to complete the task. You will find all the information you need in the question-answer book, the data file, and on the recording. You now have 5 minutes to study the task and the data file.
Thank you.
conversation will begin now. Hi, David and Nancy. Our principal wants to promote the idea of spending money wisely, so she's asking us to do a survey on teenage spending habits in Hong Kong.
So the aim is to look into the spending habits of teenagers in Hong Kong?
Yes, that's right. To look into the spending habits of teenagers in Hong Kong. Do you have any idea how to do the survey?
That shouldn't be a problem. To find out about teenage spending habits, we can interview some students and process the data we collect using charts and graphs.
But we need to think about how many students we want to interview.
And where to interview them.
Yes, that's something we need to think about too. But first, how many students do you think we should interview?
I don't know. Would around 50 be enough?
We should try to do more than that, I think. 50 is just a couple of classes at school. Maybe we could aim for 200 or so.
200 seems like a lot. Are you sure you can do it?
I think 200 is okay. We have other committee members to help us. We can interview some students on the school campus, and maybe we can go to the shopping centres to interview more.
And besides the school campus and the shopping centres, we can interview students at the MTR stations.
Maybe bus stops too. So the locations of the interviews will be school campus, shopping centres, MTR stations and bus stops. We should be able to get 200 students to answer our questions.
All right. Like Nancy said, once you've collected all the data, you'll need to put it into charts and graphs. Then you can write a survey report for the principal.
No problem. I'll do it. It'll be easy once we have all the data.
Thanks, David and Nancy.